This week, the Republican-run Senate put off plans to work on a defense bill. Instead, senators have been taking turns on the floor paying tribute to former President Ronald Reagan. Their words may also be heard as either a defense or a critique of the current president, as NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
It was the Senate's Republican leader, Bill Frist, who began this week's string of eulogies on the Senate floor. He spoke of Ronald Reagan, but in a way he and other Republicans often speak of President Bush.
He believed there is good and evil in the world and that America stands for the good. He believed we must protect freedom wherever it may be threatened and plant its seeds wherever freedom may take root.
Other Republicans who've clashed with the Bush White House had nothing but praise for Mr. Reagan, whom they remembered in slightly different terms. Maine's Olympia Snow recalled how, as a moderate, she'd often meet with the more conservative President Reagan. He was committed, she said, to the fine and rare art of listening in Washington.
He was willing to forge that consensus because he believed that was the only way you could do it. Rather than by controversy and division in the final analysis, you had to do it by persuasion and openness.
And New Mexico Republican Pete Domenici noted how some Democratic colleagues seemed to have revised their views of the late president.
Some spoke ill of him during those days. It's wonderful to note that most of those have forgotten those days and are now part of this great chorus in our country that is praising him as one of our greatest.
Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin says he, for one, deeply disagreed with the late president. In fact, he says it was uneasiness with Mr. Reagan's economic policies that got him elected to Congress in 1982.
So I'm not going to stand here and say he had great vision. I mean, I disagreed with him on that, and I think I was right, and history will be the ultimate judge. But naturally, people want to be kind to the man now that he's passed and after such a period of suffering for his family. I think that's a natural human reaction.
Other Democrats, such as California's Barbara Boxer, have openly contrasted the accomplishments of Mr. Reagan's presidency with those of the current administration.
Millions of jobs created and America regaining respect in the world. So you think about how universal those two achievements are, because right now that's a lot of the focus of attention.
And Senate Democratic Leader Tom Daschle, who rarely sees President Bush, said things were different between Mr. Reagan and House Democratic Leader Tip O'Neill.
President Reagan said, if you and I both died and there was only one ticket to heaven, I'd rather go to hell with you. And, I have a hard time imagining President Bush saying something like that these days, but maybe I could be surprised.
But Nebraska Republican Chuck Hagel says it's not fair to compare Mr. Reagan with President Bush.
If he is reelected, then history will be able to start drawing some comparisons between the Reagan presidency and Bush's 8 years. But I think to draw too many comparisons or parallels now, it's interesting, it's kind of fun, but it's not worth much.
Both Republicans and Democrats say they doubt Mr. Reagan's death will affect votes in November, but just in case, they got their shots in, even in their eulogies. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.